Welcome to the Ray of Hope Prayer Call. I'm Reverend Donna Gunter, and I am so very pleased to lead you in this moment of prayer and devotion. Our scripture this morning is coming from Psalm 62, verses 5 through 8, where it says, "Yes, my soul finds rest in God. My hope comes from Him. Truly, God is my rock and my salvation. God is my fortress. I will not be shaken. My salvation and my honor depend on God. God is my mighty rock, my refuge. Trust in God at all times, you people. Pour out your hearts to her, for God is our refuge." For a few moments, I would like to share a reflection on, is God enough? Sometimes in our relationships, we come to a moment of self-reflection and introspection. When we evaluate why I am in this relationship, is it because the person, is it because of what the person can do for me? Or is it just because of who the person is? This is some of what Sarah Young is asking us to reflect on today. Am I in relationship with God because of all that God does for me? Or am I in relationship with God just because of who God is? Am I just seeking the hand of God and all the blessings that God provides? Or am I satisfied to be able to just bask in God's presence? We shout, we sing, and testify about God being our healer, our deliverer, our protector, our provider, our help, our keeper, our sustainer, our waymaker, our miracle worker, our light in the darkness. Hallelujah. God is the giver of every good and perfect gift. But I wonder if sometimes we neglect or underestimate the power behind God's promise that I will never leave you or forsake you. Or God's promise that when you go through the waters, I will be with you. I'm reminded of the story of the Israelites' deliverance from Egypt and their 40-day journey in the wilderness. God was a cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. Can you imagine what that must have been like, or what that must have felt like to see God, to visibly see God as this cloud that was directing before you, or this pillar of fire that came behind you, you know, as your protector. This visible enactment of God being present. Can you just imagine that for a moment, what that would feel like? To know that God is with us in our everyday circumstances, just like that. We might not see the cloud or the pillar, but God is there and God is present. Is that enough? Or I think about the story of Jesus with the disciples when they went into the boat and they were going to cross to the other side. The storm broke out and the disciples became frantic and then became indignant because Jesus was asleep. They wake Jesus up and ask, "Do you not care that we're going to perish?" Jesus just kind of looks at them. He rebukes the winds and the waves. They settle down, and then Jesus turns to the disciples and says, "Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith?" I believe what Jesus was asking was, do you not know who I am? Do you not realize that the one who has all power and authority from God is with you? Is that not enough? So that's the question today that we ponder. Is it enough to just know that God is with us and God is present? Can we celebrate, sing, shout, and testify just as we do when we receive the blessings of God? Can we do that when we just know that my day has been made perfect just because the giver of every good and perfect gift gave himself? Let us pray. Gracious and mighty and awesome God, we come to you on this morning, not asking for anything, not expecting anything, but just wanting to just say thank you. Thank you for the being in relationship with us. Thank you for being with us in every storm and every situation. Thank you that we woke up this morning And we could just say, good morning. And we can just say, hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. God, we know that we can rest in your shelter, that we can come under your refuge. And God, we say on this morning that that is enough. It's enough, God, for us to be able to be with you and to be present with you, to come unto you when we are heavy laden. God, it's enough to be able to say that we are your children, the sheep of your hand. It's enough, God. And we don't have to say, you don't have to do another thing for us. We say that all the time, but God, we come in this morning believing it, that if you never do another thing for us, God, it's enough. So God, we just thank you for being God and being God all by yourself. We thank you for thinking enough of us to want to be in relationship with us and to give yourself to us. So God, we just ask that hopefully your presence in us will be enough to change what's going on in our world. We pray that God, just being the representatives of you, that your glory that shines from us will be enough to change all the tragedies and all the craziness that we're experiencing in our world. God, thank you. And we ask all of this in the blessed name of your Son, our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. And we would be delighted if you choose to join us on Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock in person or on any of our media sites. Have a blessed and great day and bask in the presence of our wonderful God. God bless.